You are now listening to the CRC podcast, brought to you by Pastor Act Bossoff. We trust that this message will change your life forever.
Take your seat this morning in heavenly places. God bless you. Open your Bibles to Zechariah chapter 10, and let's get to planet Earth, please. Zechariah 10. And my message this morning is ask the Lord for rain. How many of you believe that this is a year of divine restoration? How many of you believe that God is wanting to do something great in your life? How many of you believe that God is the God of restoration? How many of you believe that there's nothing that God cannot do? Come on, don't sit there and look at me this morning as if you're half dead. You're not dead. You're not in a grave. You may just come out of a COVID slumber, but you have to get ready and hungry for a move of God. Zechariah 10. Verse 1, the Bible says, ask the Lord for rain in the time of the latter rain. How many of you know that we are living in the last of the last days? How many of you believe that before the return of Jesus Christ, there's going to be the greatest move of God that this world has ever seen? Because God said so. As truly as I'm God, all the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Bring me to planet Earth, please. Thank you. Hallelujah. So I want to tell you this morning that the rain is coming. The rain that God intends is coming. And there's no devil, no politician, no committee, no religion that will stop this move of God that is about to come. In Joel chapter 2, verse 23 and 24, the Bible says, be glad, children of Zion, that's Christians, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain faithfully. He saved you. He blessed you. He kept you. You're still alive. And he will cause the rain to come down to you, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. Your threshing floor, when the rain comes, will be full of wheat, and the vat shall overflow with new wine and oil. So listen to me this morning, whether you like to know it or not, your best days are ahead of you. The best days of the church is ahead of us. Days of great glory are ahead of us. Days of great restoration are ahead of us in the name of Jesus. Shout amen. So listen, God is the rainmaker. And when God makes rain, it is not a few scattered raindrops here and there. It's not a few scattered thunder showers. It's going to be floods of rain. It's going to be a deluge. It's going to be a floodgate. And it's going to be the greatest outpouring that this world has ever seen. If you think Satan could have the power to lock this world down in 3 months with COVID, think what God can do by the Holy Ghost in the next 3 months before the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. Hallelujah. Oh, you better get ready for a move of God. You better get ready for God to do something great in your life. You better get ready for God to turn things right side up, upside down in your life, okay? I speak prophetically this morning. And if you're not a shouter in church, you may shout this morning, okay? There's no silence. Church, little boards here this morning. So God will send showers of blessing. We must expect this and prepare for this and ask for this, as the Bible instructs us. Ask God for rain in the time of the latter rain. When these showers of blessing comes, and it is coming, clouds are already forming. Clouds of blessing, clouds of revival are forming. In Jesus' name, Zechariah 4 verse 6, the Bible says, not by might nor by power, but by the Holy Ghost. So this rain speaks of God's divine intervention in the latter days. And if you still are wondering whether we are in the latter days, you better open your eyes and see what's happening in Israel, see what's happening in the world. The sands of time are running out. It's not time to be lukewarm, to mediocre, to be backslidden, to be offended with somebody. It's time like never to get ready for the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. So these showers of blessing speaks about God's divine favor and God's divine blessing that's coming in the midst of this pandemic. Because the greater the darkness, the greater the light. The greater the difficulty, the greater the move of God. The greater the impossible, the greater the miraculous that's about to take place, okay, in Jesus' name. We don't believe what the media says, and we don't believe what these prophets of doom say. I mean, they talk about a third wave till there is a third wave, and not knowing how much power there is in your words, like they want a third wave, and after a third wave, they want a fourth wave, and after a fourth wave, they want a fifth wave, and often there's no scientific evidence for this, like zero. Sorry, we have hundreds of doctors. So I don't buy this lie. And for people that still think churches are unsafe, I think we have gone beyond the place of fear to the place of choice. Of course, we're not afraid to go to the grocery store, and we're not afraid to climb on the taxi, and we're not afraid to climb on the aeroplane, and we're not afraid to go to the restaurant, and we're not afraid to go visit our friends and our family, but we are afraid to come to church. And I'll tell you, that's becoming a problem, because that's a sign of a lukewarm heart, that we are not hungry to get ourselves back in the presence of God. And listen, we preach to millions of people on television. We've just signed a deal with the biggest television network in India, where we will be in over 300 million homes every single week, also in Pakistan. So we thank God that God's given us tremendous influence during this time. Amen. Because the knowledge of God's glory shall expand. And if one door closes, God's going to open another door. We are going to preach the gospel to every creature. And I want to tell you, before the return of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are going to see the greatest move of God. We are going to see the prodigal saved, the lost return, the backsliders return. But we need to be the church that are ready for God to move in Jesus' name. And I'll say it again, He's coming back for a victorious church, not a scared church, not a church that are hiding. He's coming back for a church that is on the up, a church of influence in the name of Jesus. He said, I will build my church and COVID shall not prevail, or the gates of hell shall not prevail. Come on, say amen. If you're a believer and you love Jesus, just give Him a crazy praise. Hallelujah. On Thursday, I did a teaching. Go see it. Like, if you like teachings, go watch. Sundays, I have to change the atmosphere. I know what I'm doing. I'm a revivalist. I have to change your temperature. I have to get you out of your slumber. And that means I have to shake you up, wake you up. Now, the door is locked, so you can't switch me off like you do with a remote at home. So this rain, listen, because I'm prophesying over you, will produce blessing. This rain will bring new life, will bring growth, will bring the greatest harvest that this world has ever seen, will cause great fruitfulness. Those that have been struggling to have babies, you are going to fall pregnant with your husband in Jesus' name. Your baby is coming. Those businesses that have been struggling, you are going to flourish as you seek God in Jesus' name. Okay, if you don't like good news, then put your earplugs back in. This rain will cause increase. This rain will cause refreshing. This rain will cause healing. This rain will cause divine restoration. This rain will not leave you where it finds you. This rain is going to change you, reshape you, remake you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So if you're in a dry season of your life, this word is for you. Psalm 68, verse 8, the Bible says, the earth shook and the heavens also dropped rain at the presence of God. Listen, when God shows up, everything is going to shake. When Jesus comes back, the Bible says, every eye is going to see Jesus. And He's coming again. CNN will broadcast the return of Jesus. And the Bible says people are going to mourn. Those mockers and those scoffers will know that their day of power is over, because our Lord and King is going to return, and He's going to reign this earth for 1,000 years. And the church will be His government. The church will be His government. And those mockers and those scoffers will have to come to church to be governed. That's your Bible, okay? So great days of glory. I said great days of glory, no matter what doom and gloom you are facing. Showers are forming, clouds are forming, clouds of blessing, clouds of revival, clouds of favor. The Bible says Sinai itself was moved. Now Sinai is the place where God gave the law. Even that which is dead will be moved when the presence of God shows up. And oh God, you sent plentiful rain, whereby you confirmed your inheritance when it was weary. A lot of weary people. A lot of people that are COVID weary. I counsel people all the time. It's like people began to do things that they never did or that they did 20 years ago. People are weary, emotionally weary, spiritually weary, mentally weary, physically weary. But it's going to change because a move is heading our way. Hallelujah. I said, heaven is moving our way. There's something great that is moving to planet Earth. And I'll say it again, no devil in hell can stop it. God is going to use this climate of fear and negativity to release the greatest revival that this world has ever seen in the name of Jesus. Buildings like this will be soon. Small. Soon. So when this rain comes, your dry land will blossom. Your barren places will produce much fruit. Dead things in your life are going to come alive. Hardened hearts will be softened. Chains are going to be broken. Addictions. Rivers will begin to flow again. Life will begin to flourish. Isaiah 43 verse 18, the Bible says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Somebody say rivers. Say it. Say it. Say rivers. Say rivers of blessing. Say it. Rivers of favor. Come on, say it in Jesus' name. You've lost your job, but you're going to get a job. You lost your health, but your health is going to return. You lost your sanity, but your sanity is going to return in the presence of the Lord. You try to overcome that obstacle, but God's going to break that obstacle in the name of Jesus. Every yoke shall be destroyed, and every burden shall be removed by the presence of the Lord. Listen, you better get ready for a move of God in your own life, in your church, in your family, because God is about to pour out His Holy Spirit in a way that this world has never seen. And it might be in our lifetime that Jesus comes back. I don't know. Still think, wondering about whether this is the last days. My brother, it was the last days 2,000 years ago. We are living in the time of prophetic fulfillment, where the Bible is very clear. It says, with the return of our Lord Jesus Christ, that which is deemed normal will be deemed abnormal. People are now already looking at heterosexual marriages as something abnormal. I see they want to pass a bill in South Africa on polygamy. It's like, okay, if I want 10 wives, I want 10 wives. Why? Because of your selfish lust. And then and it's not just that way, women can now marry many men as well. So when you're pregnant, who's your daddy? Who's the daddy? You're married to three men, who's the father? Who's the biological father? Oh, biology doesn't matter anymore. Because we can just decide who we are. If I feel like a girl tomorrow, I'm a girl. And you can't tell me any other thing because it's my right. It's not your right, it's foolish. You're a boy or a girl. You're not a baby. You're a baby. You're a male or you're a female. Your biology tells you that. You know, I sometimes struggle with estrogen and I'm all male. And that doesn't mean that day I'm going to get confused and say I'm a girl. How many men know what I'm talking about? And don't run away with this because everybody is welcome. Your God loves you where you are, who you are, etc. But why should everything that we believe and is according to the Bible be challenged and our rights violated and we just accept that, who by far the majority, 99%, I'll tell you why. Because the Bible says it's going to happen. Where people will not accept what is normal as normal any longer. So you now build a school. And the boy can decide, no, I want to go shower with the girls. You shower with my granddaughter, I'm chopping something off. I'm telling you. I'm slapping you myself in the name of Jesus Christ. You ain't getting into the female toilet. Not in my world. I feel like a girl today. So I'll just go hang out with the girls in the shower. Hello. It's a sign of the time. She's as was the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. So people that believe what the Bible says, and I was listening to this debate, that in the beginning God made a male and a female. Now, how will the human race exist without a male and a female? Two males cannot create a baby, and two females cannot create a baby. You need a male biologically and a female biologically. Now, you're not clapping your hands because you are confused. You've already bought the lie. We're not talking about people that are struggling with certain things or people that are born with both sex organs. We're not talking about that. I mean, that must be the worst thing ever. Or people that are struggling legitimately. We have compassion and we help as far as we can. But for you just to decide tomorrow, I'm a girl. And you may not tell your child until the age of four whether they're a boy or a girl. Excuse me. That your child must decide what it is. Well, you all must say, yeah, but you know these laws are being passed right now. And we just sit and hallelujah and glow. So don't tell me that you're a Christian and your culture is above your Christianity. No, Pastor, I'm going to live under the old covenant. I'm going to have my wife and I'm going to have my bi-wife. Dis nie 'n Engelse woord nie, maar ek hom nou net gemaak. So, ek het nou 'n bi-vrou. Ek kry my eie Hagar. Ek gaan jou vashak, ou broer, want ek bedoel een vrou alleen is 'n uitdaging. Amen. 'n Goeie uitdaging. Wat gaan jy met drie doen? Huh? What you going to do with three husbands? Okay. Well, these are present issues. They want to pass a bill now in South Africa and the church is quiet. Because that's what COVID has done. Neutralized our voice. Stopping us from being the light. Because we're afraid. Afraid of what? Afraid to die. Why? Why are you afraid to die? Why? Because to be absent from your body is to be present with the Lord. Why are you afraid of so-called death, which for the believer it is not? You want to preserve your life at the expense of eternity? So Haggai 2 verse 6 and 9, Bible says, thus says the Lord of hosts once more. Everybody say once more. Say it, come on, up on the balcony as well, there in Livingland as well. Say once more, say it, say once more. God is going to move, say it, God is going to move, say it, God is going to move in Jesus' name. It's a little while, I will shake the heaven and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations. And they shall come to the desire of all nations, and I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, says the Lord. These are the days of great blessing. Listen, when people are afraid, this is the time to buy. This is the time to expand. This is the time to dream big. This is the time to pray the prayers of Jabez. This is the time to say, God bless me. God give me land. People want to run away. This is the time for you to take over in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, because you are the child of God. He says, the glory of the latter temple or the latter house will be greater than the glory of the former, says the Lord. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord. So God says, the glory of the latter house will be greater than the glory of the former. Now, we know the house talks about God's church, God's kingdom, but you're part of God's church and God's kingdom. That means your best days are ahead of you. The rest of your life will be the best of your life in Jesus' name. Your latter days will be greater than your former days. I don't care what Satan stole from you. God is a restorer. God is a repairer. God is a rebuilder. God is a waymaker, and God is not about to abandon you in this time. Look what the Lord is going to do for you, and everybody is going to stand amazed as they see what the Lord has done in your life in the name of Jesus. Not by might nor by power, but by the Holy Ghost. God's going to bless you right where you are. God's going to bless you in the wilderness. God's going to bless you in the desert. God's going to cause rivers to flow when there's dearth and darkness and death and despair. God is going to move. And when God moves, there is no devil in hell or person in hell that can change what God is going to do in your life. He'll take you from a shepherd to a king in a moment in Jesus' name. He'll promote you from a pit to the palace in a moment in Jesus' name. Because God himself said, I will make you the top dog. You will be the head and you will not be the tail. Hey, God has not abandoned his children. God is with us. God is for us. And God is going to lift us up. God is going to elevate us. God is going to bless his church with his reign. And his reign will speak of his blessing and his favor and his power. In the name of Jesus Christ, there will be great glory upon the church and upon God's people. If you believe it this morning, shout amen and give him a praise offering in Jesus' name. So God promises rain, but you've got to ask for it. Zechariah says, ask the Lord for rain in the time of the latter rain. Not be silent, cynical, skeptical. You've got to ask. Ask big. We're not going to get to heaven one day and God says, my word, didn't you realize you were in COVID and you're praying these big prayers? We were really having trouble in heaven to take care of all of this. You think God's going to be like that? You think God has run out of answers? You think God is bound in heaven? The angels are bound because of what people predict? That's why I don't even watch news anymore. I don't listen to politicians. I pray for them. I don't listen to them. Because they're not prophets of God. I mean, out of almost 200 countries in the world, we have to just talk about India. Can anybody tell me why talk about the worst case scenario in the world? And why do we not talk about Australia and talk about Nigeria and talk about Tanzania and talk about New Zealand and talk about the countries where there is no spread? Why do we talk about the worst? You know why? Because we want to bring fear. So that's what Satan does. He talks about the worst case scenario. Why choose India out of all the countries in the world to tell people, ooh, India, India. Every time a politician opens their mouth, they talk about India. Why talk about India, not talk about the states in America where things are normal? Talk about European countries where things are normal. Why talk about the worst case scenario? Can anybody tell me why? Huh? My mother said, don't say, huh, there it goes. Huh? Even that mask you're wearing is totally unhealthy for you. It's doing much more, I know people will hate me for saying it, but it's doing more damage than good. You're inhaling those little particles into your lungs all the time. It's destroying your immune system. That's a scientific fact. The only time a mask is good is if you have the COVID and you sneeze, then those viruses don't go anywhere. But that mask cannot stop that virus from getting into you because it's too small, the virus. Thank you for the one-hand clap. But I mean, we were told at the start of this, don't say anything that does not fit the narrative of the WHO. Don't say anything, because the WHO has become God in this time. And every other scientist is silenced. Well, now God will move. I said, now God will move. Because God will move without the approval of the scientists. God will move and God will shake the earth and God will bless his people and God will preserve his people and God will protect his people and God will give you favor by the power of the Holy Ghost. because you cannot tell rain where it should fall and where it should not fall. When God decides it's going to rain, you better believe it's going to rain. And there's no roof that can stop it. There's no building that can stop it. There's no company that can stop it. There's no politician that's going to stop it, because it's a rain that penetrates not natural things, but spiritual things. It's a rain that's going to touch your heart and touch the hearts of people, and it's going to change everything and cause everything to flourish in Jesus' name. And as this devil came, so this devil is going to go. I'll say it again. As this devil came, so this devil is going to go in the name of Jesus. These are the days of great glory. You better believe it in Jesus' name. So God tells us to ask for rain, to pray big prayers, not little prayers. I'm afraid. No, you're not afraid. You're not afraid. What are you afraid of? You're not afraid. You were afraid. A year ago, people were afraid. Now, what are you afraid of? But we are told now again, be afraid. Be very afraid. Every day of your life, you are told to be afraid. Because of India. And I see what's happening other places. I say, no. I don't live in India. And I don't even know whether the facts they are selling to the world in India is correct. Sorry, that's me. Not thus saith the Lord. That's me who still have a brain that's functional and a brain that questions and a great brain that actually analyzes and that doesn't just believe everything a newspaper reporter says, and people hate it. Just shut up and sit down. No, I've done that enough now. Thank you. I'm not saying this thing is not real, but TB is very real as well. HIV is very real as well. Did a study in Europe, fact. They found that on the average of the last 10 years, no more people died in the last year than on average in the previous 10 years. What sayest thou about that? Now we want to believe what we believe. And I'll get in trouble and Facebook will block me again. But in any case, you're not God either. So. I'm expecting revival. I'm expecting a move of God. I'm expecting an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. I'm expecting stadiums filled with people that are going to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm expecting showers of blessing in the name of Jesus. I'm expecting the dead to be raised up. I'm expecting blind eyes to open. I'm expecting deaf ears to hear. I'm expecting things to change by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. I am sick and tired of being sick and tired in the name of Jesus. Amen. I never get in the presence of God and God just tells me, sit down and shut up. Never ever have I've never had God tell me, be afraid. Then I look at the hypocrisy, how nobody is afraid except when it comes to church. Because again, they say that what happened in India was because of religious super spreader events, and nobody verifies it. It's just a statement that is accepted. And we challenge that with our own government. I said you have no scientific proof of that, so stop saying it. You're destroying the work of God. You're destroying people spiritually, emotionally. So don't expect me to stand up here, gentle Jesus, meek and mild, while the enemy is attacking the church of our Lord Jesus Christ. And people are not in a good space because the church is locked down. You weren't created to sit by yourself and suck your thumb. Drink your coffee while you watch me preach. Change your baby's nappy while I preach. Make your breakfast while I preach. What kind of Christianity is that? You become lukewarm. I met somebody the other day say, oh no, you know, we don't come to church because we like this new way. I said, what way is that? The way of lukewarmness? Oh, we watch you, we tape you and we watch you when we can. We love the service. It's not good enough. You don't fit God into your program. You don't fit God into your schedule. You get hungry for God and you get yourself into the presence of God and you put on your clothes and you gather your children and you prepare your heart and you get yourself in the presence of God and you cry out to God for rain in the time of the latter rain. Oh, say amen, somebody, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lose your hunger, you are finished. Psalm 2 verse 8, I have to close. The Bible says, ask the Lord for, or ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession. Well, we're asking. Now we're getting opportunities in China, in India. They're organizing the biggest conference in Russia, 2022 in Stalingrad, where I'm going to be preaching. I'm happy about that. Amen. Because the Russians somehow like my preaching. It's not too strong for them. They obviously don't want a little gentle Jesus because they struggled with communism long enough. They want something that's powerful. And then also next year, India. They're arranging something where there's going to be between 500,000 and a million people. So let me tell you, we're not going to sit here and be afraid. Let me close. Jabez, 1 Chronicles 4 verse 9. And Jabez called on God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from all evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he asked. God didn't say to him, selfish man, you've got enough. God was looking for somebody that was bold enough to pray and ask. Now God says, ask. Bless me, God. Bless my family, bless my body, bless my business, bless my ministry, bless my children, bless my future, bless me, Father. Send the rain, Father. Oh, come on, somebody lift your hand just this morning and say, bless me, Father, bless me. Not bless me, Father, for I have sinned. Bless me, Father. Send the rain upon my life in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm very silent. Time to take territory. Reactivate your faith. To be bold in asking. Because this is what God wants to do. I'm not asking what your natural is. I'm asking what God is saying prophetically. Ask me to bless you when I'm pouring out my blessing. Not, well, I don't believe God wants to bless anybody. Well, when then, why has he blessed you? And it's always the person that has a lot that says, I don't believe everybody should be blessed. Well, then give all your blessing to other people that are crying out for the blessing. But don't be a hypocrite. And you have a house and a car and you have everything. And you say, well, it's not about money. Well, then give all your money away. Because for the poor person, it is about money. For the person that doesn't have a job. So stop thinking about yourself and begin to pray, God, bless our economy. Bless South Africa. Bless Africa. Bless us with new opportunities. Pour out your spirit, Father. We want to see poverty broken, eradicated over South Africa. We want to see a move of God that will bring reconciliation and healing and restoration to all the people of South Africa. Can you say amen in Jesus' name? To the television audience this morning, quickly, listen, God loves you. All restoration begins with surrender to Jesus. Don't be mad with me because I tell you go back to church. I know some of you, there's no church you can go to. But if there is a church you can go to and the church is open, then go there. And if they're not open, come to us. Don't wait for your church to open another year. I would not follow a pastor whose services were closed right now as a member. I would not. I would go to a church where people want to worship God because I'm a worshiper and I want to worship God in the name of Jesus Christ. But it all starts with your surrender to Jesus. So right there this morning, if you've lost your fire, your passion for God, put your hand on your heart and just say this morning. Say, Lord Jesus, I give myself back to you. I surrender my life to you. Thank you for loving me as I am in Jesus' name. Amen. Come to church. Amen. Let's give them a big God bless you.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. For more information on CRC, visit www.crc.org.za.